When she was a girl, Zandile Mzazi loved to sing. She tried to sing along with stars like Whitney Houston.
And I will always love you.
She did not know her love of singing was the first step towards an opera career. Mzazi had a good voice from a very young age. She says she was a skinny little girl when she won the lead role in a school musical. But she was showing off her strong voice even on the day she was born.
My mom said when I was born, the first day, I cried so much. She said, my gosh, those lungs, the nurses from the entire floor of the hospital, they came because they thought maybe we were slaughtering this child, you know?
Mzazi got her professional start singing religious music called oratorio. The music is like opera, but the music has religious themes. Handel's Messiah is a well-known example of oratorio. She first heard that kind of music from her aunt. And just like when she listened to pop music, she could sing along with Handel's composition.
And I could sing the Messiah Jeepers from the age of 9. I listened to opera recordings and I imitated the sound that I was hearing. Little did I know that actually I had something very special.
As a teenager, she heard a South African opera singer on television. She started to sing along. That is how she discovered opera. One thing she likes about opera, she said, is its sadness and drama. Mzazi also said opera music is right for her talent. She said she does not think she has a big voice, but her tone is a good fit for opera.
Whenever I perform and I hear my sound, it shocks me because it is really incredible that I'm so blessed with this instrument.
The instrument of her voice carried Mzazi from local shows to a performance in front of Nelson Mandela. She also sang for the President of China in Mandarin. Last July, she went to Europe for a voice competition. Mzazi came in first out of 80 singers from around the world. Now Mzazi is planning to go to Europe to continue her career. But she still calls South Africa home. I'm Dan Friedel.